A Wader's Perspective. 3 months into the first lockdown, the house was alive with a plethora of screens, appliances, and gizmos. Their feral warmth emanated from where we kept them charging, like beasts tethered to a trough, and over to where we sat, still caught up in fears too bleak to share in the chat rooms and platforms, or to utter to our loved ones before a tide of Zoom and Teams, bulletins and smartphone ephemera. Outside, foxes were everywhere. We watched them from the upstairs window, trotting down the street at midday, proud citizens of a new world. We heard them fooling around by the bins, stumbling over pizza boxes and wine bottles. Their joyous screams kept us up, and so did the owl with its ostinato soundtrack, delivered from a sniper's perch or mic spot. Either way, we never located it by tree, not before its regular slot, or second-guessed which way its turntable head faced, in the gap between our lawn and the railway tracks. And then, all at once, without so much as a reinduction course or manual step guide being poked through our letterbox, we were outside again, released to the ghosted roads and finally the River Ader, to be toe-ended into a sanitised kayak, and make our way down current where everything seemed vivid and fat with neglect. Neither purely tidal nor typically estuary, the high water carried us as a sea trout jumped the top eye of a fisherman's rod and swam off unencumbered. A wader came down from the bank, carefully stepping out with its ludicrous green pins, its elongated beak. There by the side of the reed bed, our senses engaged it. And there too it stared and stared at us, and was in every way amazed by us.